नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नास्तिप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, Text Number 1. Please repeat after me. Raja Uvacha Maharshe Etat Vaichitram Lokasya Katam Iti. Raja Uvacha Maharsha Etat Vaichitram Lokasya Katam Iti. Marhasya etad vaichitram lokasya katam iti. Raja uvacha. Marhasya etad vaichitram lokasya katam iti. Please chant. Raja Uvacha. Maharsha etad vaichitram lokasya katamiti. Raja Uvacha. Maharsha etad vaichitram lokasya katamiti. Raja Uvacha. Marhasya etad vaichitram lokasya katamiti. Raja Uvacha. Marhasya etad vaichitram lokasya katamiti. Raja Uvacha. Marhasya etad vaichitram lokasya katamiti. Matajis. Raja uvacha. The king said, Maharshe, O great saint, Shukadev Goswami, etat, this, vaichitram, variegatedness, lokasya, of the living entities. Katam, how. Iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadev Goswami, "My dear sir, why are the living entities put into different material situations? Kindly explain this to me." Please repeat. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadev Goswami, "My dear sir, why are the living entities put into different material situations? Kindly explain this to me." Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the different hellish planets within this universe are held slightly above the Garbhodak ocean and remain situated there. This chapter describes how all sinful persons go to these hellish planets and how they are punished there by the assistance of Yamaraj. Different individuals with different bodily features enjoy or suffer various reactions according to their past deeds. Hare Krishna. Rajovacha Maharsha Etad Vaichitram Lokasika Tam Iti. Before proceeding, I'll read the chapter summary, because we're at the beginning of chapter 6, which is entitled A Description of the Hellish Planets. The 26th chapter describes how a sinful man goes to different hells, where he is punished in various ways by the assistance of Yamaraj, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vidudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. The foolish person thinks he is independent of any law. He thinks there is no God or regulative principle and that he can do whatever he likes. Thus he engages in different sinful activities, and as a result, he is put into different hellish conditions, life after life, to be punished by the laws of nature. The basic principle of his suffering is that he foolishly thinks himself independent, although he is strictly under the control of the laws of material nature. These laws act due to the influence of the three modes of nature, and therefore each human being also works under the three different types of influence. According to how he acts, he suffers different reactions in his next life or in this life. Religious persons act differently from atheists, and therefore they suffer different reactions. Shukadev Goswami describes the following 28 hells: Tamisra, Andatatmisra, Rorava, Maharorava, Kumbhipaka, Kalasutra, Asipatravana, Sukaramukha, Andharkupa, Krimi Bojana, Sandamasha, Taptasurmi, Vajrakantaka, Shalmini, Shalmali, Vaitrarani, Puryado, Pranarodha, Vishasana, Lala Bhaksha, Sarameyadana, Avici, Ayapana, Kshara Kardama, Rakshagana Bojana, Shula Prota, Danda Shuka Avatar Nirodhana Paryavartana and Suchi Mukha. A person who steals another's money, wife, or possessions is put into the hell known as Tamisra. A man who tricks someone and enjoys his wife is put into the extremely hellish condition known as Andhatamishra. A foolish person absorbed in the bodily concept of life, who on the basis of this principle maintains himself or his wife and children by committing violence against other living entities, is put into the hell known as Rorava. There the animals he killed take birth as creatures called Rurus and called great suffering for him. Those who kill different animals and birds and cook them are put by the agents of Yamaraj into the hell known as Kumbhipaka, where they are boiled in oil. A person who kills a brahmana is put into the hell known as Kala Sutra, where the land, perfectly level and made of copper, is as hot as an oven. The killer of a brahmana burns in that land for many years. One who does not follow scriptural injunctions, but who does everything whimsically, or follows some rascal, is put into the hell known as Asi Patravana. A government official who poorly administers justice, or who punishes an innocent man, is taken by the assistance of Yamaraj to the hell known as Sukaramukha, where he is mercilessly beaten. God has given advanced consciousness to the human being. Therefore, he can feel the suffering and happiness of other living beings. The human being bereft of his consciousness, however, is prone to cause suffering for other living beings. The assistance of Yamaraj puts such a person into the hell known as Andakupa, where he receives proper punishment from his victims. Any person who does not receive or feed a guest properly, but who personally enjoys eating, is put into the hell known as Krimi Bhojana. There, an unlimited number of worms and insects continuously bite him. A thief is put into the hell known as Sandarmisha. A person who has sexual relations with a woman who is not to be enjoyed is put in the hell known as Taptasurmi. Shri Shri Radha Rasabihariji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji Ki Jai. A person who enjoys sexual relations with animals is put into the hell known as Vajrakantaka Shalamali. A person born in an aristocratic or highly placed family, but who does not act accordingly, is put into the hellish trench of blood, pus, and urine called the Vaitrarani River. One who lives like an animal is put into the hell called Puyoda. A person who mercilessly kills animals in the forest without sanction is put into the hell called Pranarodha. A person who kills animals in the name of religious sacrifice is put into the hell named Vishasana. A man who forces his wife to drink his semen is put in the hell called Lala Bhaksha. One who sets a fire or administers poison to kill someone is put into the hell known as Sarama Dhyana, a man who earns his livelihood by bearing false witness, is put into the hell known as Avicii. A person addicted to drinking wine is put into the hell named Ayupana. One who violates etiquette by not showing proper respect to superiors is put into the hell known as Sharakarmdama. A person who sacrifices human beings to Bhairava is put into the hell called Raksho Gana Bhojana. A person who kills pet animals is put into the hell called Shula Prota. A person who gives trouble to others is put into the hell known as Dandasuka. One who imprisons a living entity within a cave is put into the hell known as Avata Nirodhana. A person who shows unwarranted wrath towards a guest in his house is put into the hell called Paryavartana. A person maddened by possessing riches and thus deeply absorbed in thinking of how to collect money is put into the hell known as Suchimukha. After describing the hellish planets, Sugadeva Goswami describes how pious persons are elevated to the highest planetary system where the demigods live and how they can come back again to this earth when the results of their pious activities are finished. Finally, he describes the universal form of the Lord and glorifies the Lord's activities. Om Jnana Tremandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pasyachardi Shatarhine Vanshakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Gurumukham kuroti vachalam bhangam langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurun dinatarhanam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishvaram. Hare Krishna. It was my good fortune to be here today. May bahut bhagyavan that I can have this opportunity. I'd like to thank Shri Shri Radha Ras Biharaji, Temple Management, Sim Krishna Prabhu, that I can have the opportunity to speak this morning for my own purification. And I ask the blessings, Asirwad, of all senior Vaishnavas, junior Vaishnavas, everybody, please bless me that I can advance in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. One time, Srila Prabhupada was in the Western countries and he was explaining about that when devotees, they engage in devotional service in this lifetime, then that is a permanent asset in their spiritual bank account and they will continue in the next birth if required as devotees. So one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Does that mean we were devotees in our previous lives and now we're continuing our devotional service? And Prabhupada said, no. I have created your good fortune. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So yesterday we were having discussion about desire. That if we just desire to become Krishna conscious, then that is the solution. We will advance more and more in Krishna consciousness. The point of desire was very much stressed. And in the question and answer session yesterday, His Grace Bhakti Rupa Prabhu brought up the point of text 5.25.11, that even if he is distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly, or by chance, he and anyone who hears him is freed from all sins. Therefore, how can anyone seeking disentanglement from the material clutches avoid chanting the name of Lord Shesha? Of whom else should one take shelter? So we understand from this shlok that it's not only by desire that we make advancement. Someone who's chanting jokingly, or someone who's chanting by chance, or someone who's hearing someone chanting jokingly, or hearing someone chanting by chance, they will also advance in devotional service. So it's more than desire. What else is required than desire? Also, agyata sukriti. We need some sukriti. We need some credit in order to have an opportunity to hear the holy name and chant the holy name. So how do we get an opportunity for agyata sukriti? It's actually by the mercy of Krishna. Like we hear in Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda is tying up baby Krishna and the rope is 2 inches too short, and the rope signifies 1 inch is the desire, the endeavor of the devotee, and the second inch is the mercy of Krishna. So these two things are required. We need to manifest desire, and we need also the mercy of Krishna. And there's a third component also, and that's the mercy of the Lord's devotees. And in some sense, the devotees are even more merciful than Lord Krishna. So there's three aspects that are important for advancing in devotional service. One is desire. Second is mercy of Krishna. And third is mercy of devotees. So before we continue in this discussion, I'd like to just briefly review where we've come from. We came from the previous chapter, The Glories of Lord Ananta. There's a beautiful song by Basu Ghosh. Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. In which we hear, he who is Gora is he who is Krishna, is he who is Jagannath. Jagannath Swami ki jai. Now, we can also perhaps compose a similar song for the last chapter. Jai Nitai, Jai Balaram, Sai Ananta. That he who is Nityananda is he who is Balaram, is he who is Ananta. So we heard beautiful glorification of Lord Ananta, Nityananda, Balaram in the previous chapter. Beautiful pastime, Bahut Sundar Leela, we heard yesterday, Ko Shuniye, about how Lord Balaram took his plow in Hastinapur and he was dragging Hastinapur into Jamuna. We heard beautiful glories of the Lord, which is very, very purifying. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have this Sangha in order to hear and chant the pastimes of the Lord. So now we're moving on to the next chapter, chapter 26, which is entitled The Hellish Planets. This is a favorite chapter of many devotees. Many devotees, it's not their favorite chapter, but still they remember this chapter anyway. This chapter is very impressive. It can be used for good preaching to ourselves and to others. Christian preachers employ techniques to frighten people. Fear. They want to impose fear of God in people. And they preach about how hell is filled with fire and brimstone. And you go there forever. But we believe in hell. And hell is also, there are 28 different hells. Some of them are filled with fire and brimstone. Some of them have a hot copper plate with a flame underneath. And you have to dance on this hot copper plate for thousands and thousands and millions of years, yojanas. But we do not believe that you go to hell forever, because Krishna loves us. And Krishna is sending us to hell for our rectification, so that we become properly situated, and at the end of our sentence in hell, we can come back to this material world and learn our lesson and engage in devotional service, especially the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. If a loving father finds his son has committed some fault, he may cast him away from his house. But if the son rectifies himself, the father would be so happy to welcome the son home. So yes, hellish is a place of suffering, but it is not eternal. But it is also not nice. We should avoid it, and we should try to be compassionate to others and help them also to avoid it. This chapter begins today's shloka. Raju Vacha Maharsha Etad Vachitram Lokasya Katam Iti. That Shukadev Goswami is inquiring from Maharsh Parikshit, why there are so many varieties in living entities? Why is there this vaichitram? Why is there variegatedness? Why don't we all just take birth as cows? Every living entity is cow. It would sound very nice. Plenty of milk is there. Cows are so peaceful. The whole world is filled with cows. Nothing else. Very nice. Well, for one thing, there would be no grass. So what would the cows eat? Right? There needs to be some variegatedness. And variety is the mother of enjoyment. And according to their karma, their past deeds, then one will be awarded a corresponding body as you deserve, and then that is what you receive. As you deserve and desire, that will be the next body you receive. Like some people are born very poor, and some people are born wealthy, like Bill Gates. Bill Gates has done many good things, and he's done many bad things also. So I don't know about his next destination, but I heard one joke that Bill Gates went to the heavenly abode, went to the gates, the pearly gates. And the gatekeepers, they said, you have done many good things and many bad things. Would you like to go to hell or would you like to go to heaven? He said, okay, show me heaven first. He went to heaven. There are many angels playing different musical instruments. He says, this looks boring. Show me hell. He went to hell. There was disco dancing. And people seemed to be having a good time. So he said, okay, I'll stay in hell. So then he went to hell, and he was put immediately in a big pot
of boiling oil. And he said, what happened? This is not what you showed me. And then the gatekeeper said, oh, that was the screensaver. So hell can be a very painful place. So getting back to our discussion about desire, the mercy of Krishna, and the mercy of Krishna's devotees. Where does desire come from? We need at least a little desire. Where does it come from? It comes from devotees. Maya. Maya is a devotee. Maya is kicking us. She has a trishud. Adi Atmik Klesh, Adi Bhotik Klesh, Adi Daivik Klesh. And she's stabbing us. Go to Krishna, go to Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. We get mercy of devotees, like the mercy of Prabhupada. Prabhupada's given us ISKCON. In ISKCON, we have the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. We have Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so much mercy is there. Prasadam is there, Rasgulas, Gulab Jamuns, Kheer. We have Sandesh, we have Lassi, we have wonderful Khichdi and Puris and Sandesh, and we have nice chapatis and subjis, and so many wonderful prasadam preparations are there. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Mahaprasadam Keed. Nice, what is this called? You fold it, the sweet, and it's folded, and you fry, and it's a big, sweet samosa. Kachori, Prabhupada is called Kachori Mukhi. Prabhupada, so many wonderful prasadam preparations. We have nice darshan, Bahut Sundar Darshan, Shri Shri Gorni Thai, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji, and so many devotees, and we have so many deities all over ISKCON, and there's darshan of devotees, like I'm seeing all of you now. I have your Bahut Sundar Darshan Abhi. I'm getting purified by seeing devotees. Sometimes we bump into devotees, the touch of devotees, Bhakta Sparsh. That is also purifying. And even the smell. You smell the incense, Agarbati. That is also purifying. Agarbati Prasadam. I remember the first time I went to the temple in Boston, in USA. I smelled the incense. It was so sweet. It was so nice. I remember that smell. So, by the mercy of the devotee, we get an opportunity for Agyata Sukriti. Devotees, they go out for Harinam and they're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they give the living entities an opportunity to hear the holy name. And if the living entities hear the holy name, they get Agyata Sukriti, and they can come closer and closer to Krishna. And they distribute prasadam, and they distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And in this way, devotees are so merciful that they're distributing the mercy of Krishna. If we don't have much desire, we should get some desire. We should at least desire to desire. And if we don't have the ability to desire to desire, we should desire to desire to desire. And if we can't desire to desire to desire, we should desire to desire to desire to desire. And if we can't desire to desire to desire to desire, we should desire to desire to desire to desire to desire. And so on and so forth. We could keep going, but class would get over. So, this is a very nice. Devotees are glorious because they assist the Lord in His mission to rescue the fallen conditioned souls.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bharati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge.
Paritranaya sadunam, they act as representatives of the Lord to give the Lord mercy. So we're reading about the hellish planets. It seems very difficult for a person to avoid the hellish planets because they're so easy to go to. If you don't share your food with so many people, then you go to hell. If you're a political person, you don't speak truthfully, you go to hell. If you make a living by misrepresenting, you go to hell. You know, so many lawyers are there, liars. If you do so many things, if you don't respect superiors, you go to hell. And these hells are really nasty. Prabhupada mentions one shlok, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. That prakriti kriyamanani, the bewildered spirit soul, is under the influence of the three modes. And he thinks he's the doer of these activities. But actually it's carried out by the laws of material nature. So the laws of material nature are very strict. We can know the law. We cannot know the law. Still, the law will act. Just like if you're driving on the wrong side of the street in a country, like in America we drive on one side of the road. In India it's on the other side. If you're driving and the police car stops you, and you say, I'm sorry, officer, is driving on the wrong side. Does that mean he'll not give you the ticket? No. You'll be punished, even if you don't know the law. So ignorance is no excuse. So the hellish condition is very, very difficult. It's very, very painful. The hells are very, very horrible. There was a man. This is another joke. Would you like to hear another joke? Okay, this is the kind of Christian idea, but they're not far from the truth. They're close. They have an idea. There was a man. He went to the gates of hell. The doorkeeper, the devil, he said, you have made many sins. You must suffer. We'll give you a choice. You can choose three doors. So he goes in the first door. And he sees so many people inside standing on their heads on a wooden floor. He says, they look very uncomfortable. He says, okay, show me door number two. Door number two, so many people standing on their heads on a concrete floor. Oh, this looks worse, more uncomfortable. He enters third door. There's a group of people standing up to their knees in human stool, drinking coffee. He says, this doesn't look so bad. Better than the other two. So he says, I'll take door number three. So then the devil, they give him a cup of coffee. He's standing up to his knees in stool. Then the devil comes in. Okay, coffee break is over. Everyone back on your heads. So they all have to stand on their heads in the stool. But it's not different from the hellish conditions that we hear about in Bhagavatam, where people, they're swimming in a river of stool and urine and pus and blood and mucus and semen and all kinds of nasty things, and they have to eat this in order to survive. So it's very, very hellish condition. You want to hear another joke? Okay. There was a man who was very drunk, intoxicated. We hear in Bhagavatam, if you drink alcohol, if you drink intoxicants, you go to a special hell. And there, the Yamadutas, they hold you down, force open your mouth, and pour hot molten lead into your mouth. Psh, ah. So there was a man very intoxicated. He got on a bus, sat down next to an old lady. The old lady looked at him. He was smelling like alcohol, like liquor. And she said, "You're going to hell." The man immediately jumped off and said, "I'm on the wrong bus," and got off the bus. So the sinful life takes us on the busload to hell. But the pious life, where we get the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Krishna's devotees, and where we can endeavor in devotional service, will give us the ticket back to the spiritual world. Just to conclude, we have to discuss also about our endeavor. It's not just about mercy. We also have to do our part. What can we do practically to cultivate desire? We need to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. 4 regulative principles. And we should actively endeavor to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. And we should associate with devotees who have that desire. ISKCON is a great opportunity. In the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Sarva dharman prichaja mam ekam sharanam vraja ham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha shishami mahasuchaha." Abandon all varieties of religion. Just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reaction. Mahasuchaha. Do not fear. By the mercy of the devotees, even if we can't come to the highest level of surrender, then at least we can avoid a tour of the hellish planets and even go back to Godhead. The devotees are so merciful, they'll go anywhere to preach heaven or even hell. Prabhupada's mercy, he left Vrindavan, he came to the western countries. The hell, we're breaking 4 regular principles, is a daily activity for most of the residents of the western countries. I was just in New York. It was not uncommon. Many times a day you see boys kissing girls, boys kissing boys, girls kissing girls right on the street. He saved us from a tour of the hellish planets that we're about to read about in the next chapter. So let's show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada by endeavoring to save other souls from this hellish fate that he saved us from. We were all on the wrong bus to hell. And now, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, this ISKCON is coming as Vaikuntha Viman. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? We have a microphone.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you very much. Wonderfully, you have, jokingly also, you have enlightened us not to take risk, and taking Krishna consciousness is very seriously. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to relate to one story. Prabhupada said about the hellish condition of life. He said in London, some Christian Pope was going to preach about Christianity, about Jesus. So he went to the coal mine to preach to the workers in the coal mine. So he was carrying so many newspapers like Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita on his chest. So when he went there, he said, if you don't follow Jesus, if you don't worship him, then you will go to hell. Then they asked, what is the Jesus number? So they thought Jesus is one of the workers in coal mine. So no, Jesus has no number. He's, you know, God. He's God's son. He's divine personality. Then he said, what is hell? He said, hell is like damp and cold and always dark. So they didn't say anything. But then the Padri was thinking, the Pope was thinking, it is not making any difference to them. He said, there is no newspaper. So everybody, hell is horrible. We don't want to go there. So Prabhupada said that newspaper is very, like, you know, favorite for the workers working in the coal mine. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Prabhupada is expert in giving instruction to people according to their frame of reference, what they can understand. The coal people, they cannot understand high philosophy, but they can understand how horrible life must be without newspapers. So Prabhupada preached in that way according to time, place, circumstance. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu? Can you bring the mic forward again?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
We hear that when we chant even once the holy name, it's said that it burns out all our bad sinful activities, even more than what we can commit. So, is it stands only for the pure chanting of the holy name? And when we also read such chapters which we are going to read, sometimes I or sometimes devotees get complacent that this is not going to happen to us. So what's the perfect mood by which we read such chapters when we are also chanting and when we also know the other side that it can burn the sinful activities?
Thank you, Prabhu. Let me see if I can understand your question properly. I think you have two questions. First question is, we hear that if when we chant Harinam, then all sinful reactions are immediately burned away. So is this only true for pure chanting? And the second question is, what should be the mood in which we approach this chapter, The Hellish Planets? So, first question is, when we chant Hare Krishna, is it only through pure chanting that our sins are vanquished? No, it's not through only pure chanting, Shuddha Nam. It's also through Namabhas. Namabhas is so powerful that it vanquishes all the sins. There are three stages of chanting. One is called Nam Aparad, offensive chanting. The second stage is called Namabhas, which is chanting on the clearing stage, in which our offenses are gradually clearing. And the third stage is called Shuddha Nam, in which we are chanting the holy name purely. So, and when we're chanting offensively, then all of our sins may not be completely vanquished. But when we're chanting Namabhas, then if there are no offenses, all of our sins can be nullified. We see the example of Ajamil in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He had married a prostitute. He had had children through her. He had maintained her through murder and arson and so many stealing. He was so sinful person. And then at the time of death, the Yamadutas were coming and he called out, Narayan, the name of his son, also name of his Shalagram Shila he was worshipping as a young boy. And because he chanted without any offense, we don't always chant without offense. Because he was chanting without any offense, all of his sins were nullified, the Vishnu Dutas came, and Ajamil went back home, back to Godhead. So this is the power, even of Namabhas. And when we chant Shudanam, we get the goal of this chanting, which is Krishna Prem, which is not available through Namabhas. So, does that answer your first question? Second question, then we'll come to you, Prabhu. Second question is, how should we approach the 26th chapter, the hellish planets? We should approach, I feel, others can share their realizations also, I feel we should approach in a mood of gratitude that this could have been easily where we were going at the end of this birth. We could easily have gone to one of these hells. We could have easily gone to two of these hells. We could have easily gone to three of these hells. We could have easily gone on a tour of so many of these hells and suffered so much and then taken birth in the next life in some horrible situation. Like, there's one hell, like I told the story about the man who was drinking the coffee and then had his head in the human excrement. So, who likes to have their heads in human excrement? The hogs. The hogs love to have their head in human excrement. So, we're put in this hellish condition to condition us to get ready for the next birth. So, my feeling is we should have a mood of gratitude and thank God, thank Krishna, thank the devotees that we're not heading for such a hellish condition. And out of this gratitude, we should have the mood to assist Srila Prabhupada and his devotees to sharing this good fortune, sharing the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of the devotees, and the cultivation of the desire for Krishna consciousness with others. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Ajamila uttered the name of Narayana Lord and went back to Godhead.
Yes.
But did he get Krishna Prem?
Did he get Krishna Prem? Well, he went to a very good destination in the spiritual world, and there he had the association of other Krishna devotees, and gradually through their association he developed the desire and executed more and more devotional service, and eventually, gradually, Ajamil developed Krishna Prema. Hare Krishna. Mataji has a question or comment. Can you hand her the mic, please? I think this will be our, this should be last, we should finish. This will be our last comment. Thank you.
Actually, it's a comment.
Hare Krishna.
It's about the chanting of the holy name even once burns up all our sins. This is actually a statement regarding the potency of the holy names, like the five most potent items of devotional service. So this statement is extolling the potency of the holy name, that if we chant purely without offenses, this is how even once chanting, we can become cleansed of all sinful desires and activities and reactions. And with Ajamil, he chanted unintentionally, though it was he was trained from youth in Krishna Bhakti, and inadvertently he was when he was chanting his son's name, Narayan, thousands of times he was chanting before his death. And at the point of death, he actually called out the name of Narayan. And he didn't do it offensively in the sense that he wanted to nullify sinful activities. Rather, it was out of desperation that he called out to Narayan, and therefore the Vishnu Dutta came. And then he was given a second chance. And then he went to Haridwar, and there he purified himself further. And then the Vishnu Dutas came again and took him back home, back to Godhead. This is just a little comment.
Thank you, Mataji. I think it's very nice. Mataji brought out the point that it wasn't just one time he chanted, but many times he was chanting Narayan his son's name. So that is also should be a good example for us. It's not that just yam yam vap bismaran bhavan. At the time of death, we should chant the Lord's name and remember the Lord. But abhyasa yogena tato, we should abhyas, we should practice to get ready for the time of death. And that practice is best attained by loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all for your kind patience and tolerance. I'm grateful to all of you. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Itai Gaur Premanande.